city of San Francisco, I will enjoy killing one person every day until you pay me $100,000. If you agree, say so tomorrow morning in personal column San Francisco Chronicle, and I will set up meeting. If I do not hear from you, it will be my next pleasure to kill a Catholic priest or a Scorpio. What goes on in their minds?
Cokes.
Where the hell does he expect me to find $100,000?
You're not thinking of paying him, are you, Mr. Mayor?
The city of San Francisco does not pay criminals not to commit crimes. Instead, we pay a police department. Chief, who's in charge of this case?
Inspector Callahan. He's waiting outside.
Send Inspector Callahan in. Callahan.
Mr. Mayor, Inspector Callahan.
All right. Let's have it.
Have what?
Your report. What have you been doing?
Oh, well, for the past 3/4 of an hour, I've been sitting on my ass in your outer office, waiting on you.
Damn it all, Harry. That's the mayor you're talking to.
Won't you sit down, Inspector Callahan? There's a madman loose. I've asked you what's being done. Fair enough?
We've got a dozen men checking identification files, checking on all known extortionists, rooftop prowlers, rifle nuts, peepers.
Mr. Mayor, we've arranged for rooftop surveillance and helicopter patrols, especially around the Catholic churches and schools and in the black area.
Ballistics is checking on the slug. Pretty sure it's a 30-odd-6. Seven lands and grooves, right-hand twist.
Sir, we're running a computer check on everybody in the files whose birthday falls between October 23rd and November the 21st.
Why?
Natives of Scorpio.
Thank you, Inspector. Have any of you mentioned this note to anyone? How about you?
Nobody.
Your wife, sweetheart? Press?
Nobody.
All right. Give the message to the Chronicle. We'll agree to pay. We'll tell them we need time to get the money together.
Wait a minute. Do I get this right? You're gonna play this creeps game?
It'll get us more breathing space.
So it might get somebody killed. But you let me meet with the son of a bitch.
None of that. You'd end up with a real bloodbath.
I agree with the chief. We'll do it this way.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Come on, Callahan, let's go.
Callahan!
Sir?
I don't want any more trouble like you had last year in the Fillmore District. Understand? That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when an adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Intent? How did you establish that?
Well, a naked man is chasing a woman through an alley with a butcher knife and a hard-on. I figure he isn't out collecting for the Red Cross.
I think he's got a point.
Inspector Callahan.
Jamie. Usual?
Oh, the usual lunch, the usual dinner.
difference does it make?
Not much.
Hey, Jaffe, is that tan Ford still parked across the front of the bank?
Tan Ford. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tan Ford.
Engine running?
I don't know. How can I tell?
Exhaust fumes coming out of the tailpipe.
Ooh, that's awful. Look at that pollution.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, will you? Call his telephone number.
Police department?
Yeah, tell him Inspector Callahan thinks there's a 211 in progress at the bank. Got it?
Got him.
Be sure and tell him it's in progress, right?
In progress. Yes, sir.
Now, just wait till the cavalry arrives. Oh, shit. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I got to know.
Looks like we can save that leg.
I've got a couple running to my knee here, too.
Did you ever consider another line of work?
I really appreciate this, you know, Steve?
Well, it's okay. We patrol Hill Boys. We gotta stick together.
Nothing fancy now, huh? You know, just a little tweezers and Mercurochrome.
Do I come down to the station and tell you how to beat a confession out of a prisoner?
Come on, Steve, I haven't got all night.
You might experience just a little discomfort, Harry, but if you do, just have your wife to fix a, Sorry, Eric.
What are you gonna do with those?
I'm gonna cut your pants off.
No, no, no. We'll pull them off.
It'll hurt.
$29.50. Let it hurt. You can turn your back if you're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
going to see me, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Hey, when the hell are you gonna get a haircut?
Well, whenever you do. Look, who's got time? I was up till 3 a.m. checking the search patterns.
Uh-huh. Well, put in for overtime.
That'll be the day.
That was a pretty good pinch you made yesterday. The chief was pleased.
He was, huh?
Yeah, he really was. He wanted me to tell you, well done.
I'll tell you how deeply moved I am.
How do you like that? I pass along a compliment? You could at least be a little bit polite. It might not even kill you to say thanks.
I'd much rather say thanks to a raise.
Hey, Harry, check communications, something from Chicago. A gun nut.
Get right on it.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm putting somebody with you.
What are you talking about?
You need a partner.
What's the matter with the partner I've got?
Nothing, except he's in the hospital.
So he'll be out in a couple weeks?
Say hello to Chico Gonzalez. He'll be working with you.
Yeah, Al, you've got to be kidding. I haven't got any time to break in any newcomers. Why don't you do this boy a favor?
What do you mean?
Well, you know what happens to the guys that I've worked with. Dietrich's still in the hospital with a bullet in his gut, and Fanducci's dead.
So
if I need a partner, I'll get me someone who knows what the hell he's doing. What's the matter with Frank DiGiorgio?
No way. Now, you're working with Gonzalez or you're not working. Now, that's straight from the fifth floor. You got it?
I got it.
If you see DiGiorgio, send him in here.
You from around here?
Yeah, but I went to school at San Jose State.
Play ball?
No, I boxed. Light heavy.
Just what I needed as a college boy.
You haven't found one thing you like about me yet, have you?
Well, it's early yet. Get your degree?
Sociology.
Sociology? Oh, you'll go far. That's if you live.
I intend to.
Inspector Callahan. Just don't let your college degree get you killed, because I'm about to get killed along with you.
I'll remember that.
Hey, Hero, nice work yesterday.
All right, Fatso. Wrestler wants to see you.
You're a sweet man, Harry.
There is one question, Inspector Callahan.
Why do they call you Dirty Harry?
Well, that's one thing about our Harry. Doesn't play any favorites. Harry hates everybody. Limeys, Micks, Heebs, Fat Dagos, Niggers, Honkies, Chinks, you name it.
How's he feel about Mexicans?
Ask him.
Especially Spicks.
Thank you. is that is how the helicopter boys lost them. How the hell could they let him get out of the building without seeing him?
They were probably talking instead of looking like they were supposed to.
That's possible.
Turn that thing up a little louder.
Some additional information on the rooftop prowler last seen in the vicinity of Washington Square. He is an adult male Caucasian. Repeat, adult male Caucasian. Last seen, the suspect was wearing tan chinos, pale blue shirt, brown coat or sweater, dark gloves. He's carrying a tan suitcase, which probably contains a 30-06 rifle. This man is wanted on suspicion of homicide.
These loonies, they throw a net over the whole bunch of...
Suspect is armed.
I know what you mean. Tenth suitcase.
Where?
I lost him. There he goes over there. Does that bag look tan to you?
I don't know. I haven't even seen the son of a bitch yet.
Let's go to Filbert and hang left. Look out for these people.
Hey, get the hell out of the way, Hammerhead.
It was a tan suitcase. I know it was. I saw him. There he is, right over there.
I see him. Okay.
How do you want to work this?
You find another entrance. I'll go in here.
Okay.
I am a police.
Oh. All right, hold it. Up against the wall right now, move.
Let him go.
Let him go?
You heard me.
I'm assaulting a police officer.
A police officer? Why, he was standing on that garbage can peeking in on Hot Mary and her boyfriend.
Yeah, get out of here.
About the man with the suitcase.
It's wrong number.
You know, I just had another thought.
Yeah? About what?
Oh, about why they call you Dirty Harry.
Inspector 71.
We've got an 804 in progress. California Hall at Polk and Turk Street.
10-4, we're on our way.
Hey, 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 hey. Jacob Baker on a Chevrolet, California license, dog Charles Baker, 472.
Sorry to bring you in on this. We thought it was your sniper, Inspector, but it turns out to be a suicide attempt.
Anybody try to talk him down?
Yeah, but no luck. But now that you're here...
I mean, I go.
I'd sure appreciate it.
Please cooperate.
Don't you try to get me.
Not me, no. You're the one who wants to get yourself killed, not me. Always happens with you guys, you know? At the last minute, you always want to grab onto somebody, take somebody with you. Down you go. Not me, brother.
Aren't you gonna try to grab me?
A friend of mine was up about 20 floors with a jumper a few years ago. And the jumper grabbed him, they went off, and 20 floors down, just mashed them all over the pavement. Couldn't tell which legs were with which arms were with which, and it was a terrible mess. I tell you, I almost threw up myself. I just like your name and address, that's all.
Why?
Well, like I said, it's such a mess down there afterwards, and makes identification impossible. Even if they find your driver's license, all that blood and everything.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Oh, now, don't do that, son. I mean, all those people down there looking up. Fire chief looking up at his face.
You rotten bastard. Okay.
Now you know why they call me Dirty Harry. Every dirty job that comes along.
Face. Blew part of it away.
Anybody know who the boy is?
His name was Charlie Rust. I'm his mother. He's only 10 years old.
620 Pennsylvania.
620 Temple Rivers Temple. Nigger side 4, Nora, Ida, Charles, 593, 1032.
Inspector, this officer. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You better go check on the mother.
Reinecke, Sergeant Reinecke.
Yeah, what do you have?
There's a 30-06 shell casing. He was up here all right.
Welcome to Hummus.
You know, the man who designed Blue Serge uniforms for police departments has to sell these for a living. Well, 458 Magnum, huh? This thing will stop an elephant.
Yeah?
Apparently you like a little edge.
All I can get, sir.
Well, he's no elephant, Harry. He's no animal of any kind. Remember that. Mm-hmm. What you got, Lieutenant?
As you know, Chief, the blue flags represent all the units that are going to be on duty by dark tonight.
Double shifts and overtime.
Just at nighttime, daylight hours, we figured the helicopters to keep them off the roof.
I see.
We're going for high visibility. I've ordered all units to make themselves very noticeable.
Yeah, except in here, sir.
That's right, the North Beach area. We're saving that for him.
Have you found a good stakeout for yourself?
I think so. It's a building that overlooks the roof where they spotted him yesterday.
Something bothering you, Gonzalez?
No, nothing.
Well, speak up. You're among friends here.
Well, it just seems like such a long shot that he'd come back to the very same roof. I mean, there are a lot of rooftops in San Francisco.
Most of them are locked, but this particular one will be open for him. You see, these sick guys have behavior patterns. We know for a fact they robbed the very same store 3-4 times in a row. Must appeal to their super ego or something. Scorpio strikes again. They like that feeling.
Now, there's one other reason why he might pick the same rooftop. He's got a very clear view of the St. Peter and Paul's church.
And they're having a novena tonight.
Well, go on.
Well, the note. He threatened to kill a Catholic priest or a Negro. The Russell boy was back.
He may just figure he owes himself a padre. Inspector 71, we're in position to start our surveillance.
Set up for bait?
Yeah, he wanted to. We told him we had a volunteer who was willing to take his place.
Who?
Never guess.
Yeah. Welcome to Homicide.
Thank you.
You owe it to yourself to love little Harry. Son of a bitch took the bait. When I say now, you hit him with the light.
Yeah, I think so,
never knew what hit.
All right, let's go. Let's clear the alley. There's nothing
to see. Call headquarters. He's loose in North Beach somewhere.
That's all.
Let's go.
Whole new ball game, fellas. He grabbed a 14-year-old girl. And Mary Deacon. The bomb squad got a call this morning. Suspicious object in Golden Gate Park. It was addressed to the mayor. The lab just sent it over to us with this letter inside.
And Mary Deacon, buried alive.
That's right. The poor kid went to the movies last night. She never came home.
Double-crossing San Francisco police made me do this. Now ransom $200,000 and used 10s and 20s.
One man with yellow bag, Southside Marina, Green East Harbor. 9 p.m. She has oxygen till 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Red panties and bra. Nice tits, mole on left thigh. Anything cute, and you will force me to let girl die of slow suffocation. Signed, Scorpio.
Anything else in there?
Yeah. The mother identified the bra, the hank of hair, and that. The dentist identified that. Said it was pulled out with a pair of pliers.
You know she's dead, don't you?
All I know is the letter says she'll be alive until 3 a.m. The mayor's out trying to put the money together now. He's using up a lot of favors, Harry. He wants to pay. No tricks. We're looking for a bag man. You want the job?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I'll be in the chief's office at 6 p.m.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. What about me?
You're out.
No cover, not even one man? Are you sure that's the way to do it?
No, I'm not sure. But those are my orders, all right?
No wonder they call him Dirty Harry. Always gets the shit end of the stick.
One more word out of you, and you're chopped off at the ankles.
Well, let's split the difference, huh? Give him the night off.
Get the hell out of here, both of you.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
What the hell are you yelling for?
All you have to do is whisper.
All right, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
Okay, that's better.
It's good for 2 or 3 blocks. But like in a tunnel, forget it.
All right, Sid, what do I owe you?
Bring it back in one piece.
$200,000. Count it and sign for it.
Did you count it, Al? Did you count it, Chief?
Well, not my responsibility. Well, I always knew I'd get rich on the police force. Just make sure nobody takes it away from you.
God knows how he'll contact you. He'll probably run you all over town. Now, you just go where you're told, do what you're told. Play it straight down the line, okay?
Okay.
Nothing cute, nothing fancy. Just pay the ransom money and report back here.
Okay. You wouldn't mind if I borrowed a little of your scotch tape, would you?
You know, it's disgusting that a police officer should know how to use a weapon like that.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a yellow suitcase?
Yeah, I got it right with me.
What's your name?
Callahan.
What are you?
Police officer. Hello? 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 Okay.
Just shut up and listen. No car. I give you a certain amount of time to go from phone booth to phone booth.
I ring four times. You don't answer by the fourth ring, I hang up, and that's the end of the game.
The girl dies. What time you got?
9:30. Now listen.
You listen. I'm watching you. Not all the time, but you'll never know when or where. Now get to Forest Hill Station
as fast as you can. Understand?
Cop.
Yeah.
I hope you're not stupid.
What's in the bag, man?
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Screw the bag.
Yeah, just give us a wallet now. You don't listen, do you, asshole?
Thank you.
Don't answer that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What the?
Kelly.
Who picked it up?
It's just some old guy. I never saw him before. I'm at the entrance to the park on Lansdale Street.
I'm going up.
I see a couple people. Just a couple kids necking.
Boys or girls?
My friends call me Alice, and I will take a dare. Well, Alice, when was the last time you were busted? If you're a vice, I'll kill myself. Well, do it at home.
Just like a statue. That's right. One wrong move, anything, I don't care. I'll kill you and the girl both. Understand?
Yeah.
Drop the bag. Left hand. Let's see the gun. My, that's a big one. Left hand, throw it. Easy. Raise your hands. Come on, get them up. Now turn, face the cross. Come on. Put your nose right up against the cement. Oh, no, you lift that hand once more, and I won't let you know where the girl is. Do we understand each other? Huh? Do we understand each other? Don't pass out on me yet.
No, 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 not yet. Not yet. Don't pass out on me yet, you rotten oinker. Do we understand each other? If you care what happens to the girl, you better answer me. All right. All right. Now listen to me carefully. I've changed my mind. I'm going to let her die. I just wanted you to know that.
You understand? I just wanted to make sure you knew that before I killed you.
Goodbye, Callahan.
Trico, don't kill him.
Hospital report on Gonzalez looks okay, Chief. Yeah, well, he's a pretty tough kid. Harry Callahan, he's right here. He's got two cracked ribs. They want to do some more tests on him in the morning. Well, the son of a bitch really kicked him a couple of buttes, huh? I'm sending him home. Right, Chief. Chief says beat it, and that's an order.
Yeah.
Harry, the chief wants to know if I misunderstood his orders. Meaning, am I just plain stupid, or did I deliberately disobey him? He wants to know what Gonzalez was doing up there. He wants to know why we screwed everything up. Now, what the hell am I going to tell him?
Why don't you just start by telling him the truth? Tell him Gonzalez was banging orders from a superior, me. And tell him he didn't know anything about it. And if when this mess is over, if he wants my badge, well, he can have that, too. You wouldn't have a belt of booze around here, would you? Lieutenant Bressler's office. Yeah. Yeah, put him on.
What is it?
It's a park emergency. They say they just treated a guy who has a knife wound in the leg. Yeah, doctor. What'd this guy look like?
Long blonde hair. Medium build, about 150 pounds, pale complexion.
I mean, he didn't give you his name, huh, Doc?
Nope. They usually give a phony name in any case. But I've seen him someplace.
But Doc, it's very important you try to remember. There's a 14-year-old girl who's suffocating.
I'm trying to think. It was, I believe he works around here.
Excuse me, doctor, could you give him something for his chest? He's in terrible pain.
Yes, just a moment.
For Christ's sake, you'll be dead in an hour.
I'm trying to remember.
I've got it.
out who he is. When they had football, he used to sell programs at the stadium. I think the groundskeeper lets him live there.
Live where?
There. He's our stadium.
No warrant.
Looks like we climb.
Too much linguine. I'll find another way.
Stop!
Wait.
Go on out and get some air, fatso.
Please, no more! I'm hurt! Can't you see? I'm hurt! You shot me! Please, don't! Let me have a doctor! Let me have a doctor! Please, give me a doctor! Don't kill me!
The girl, where is she?
You tried to kill me!
If I tried that, your head would be splattered all over this field. Where's the girl?
I want my
own. I said, where's the girl?
I have the right for a lion.
Where's the girl?
I have the right for a lion. Don't you please? I have rights for a lion.
Yes, Inspector. The district attorney has been wanting to talk to you. It's Inspector Callahan.
Have him come in, please.
Will you come this way, Inspector? May I bring you in a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
I'll be done in a minute. Have a seat. I've just been looking over your arrest report. A very unusual piece of police work. Really amazing.
Yeah, well, I had some luck.
You're lucky I'm not indicting you for assault with intent to commit murder.
What?
Where the hell does it say you've got a right to kick down doors, torture suspects, deny medical attention and legal counsel? Where have you been? Does Escobedo ring a bell? Miranda? I mean, you must have heard of the Fourth Amendment. What I'm saying is that man had rights.
Well, I'm all broken up about that man's rights.
You should be. I've got news for you, Callahan. As soon as he's well enough to leave the hospital, he walks.
What are you talking about?
He's free.
You mean you're letting him go?
We have to. We can't try him.
And why is that?
Because I'm not wasting $500,000 of the taxpayers' money on a trial we can't possibly win. The problem is we don't have any evidence.
Evidence? What the hell do you call that?
I call it nothing. Zero.
Are you trying to tell me that ballistics can't match the bullet up to this rifle?
It does not matter what ballistics can do. This rifle might make a nice souvenir. But it's inadmissible as evidence.
And who says that?
It's the law.
Well, then the law is crazy.
This is Judge Bannerman of the appellate court. He also holds classes in constitutional law at Berkeley. I've asked him for an opinion. Your Honor?
Well, in my opinion, the search of the suspect's quarters was illegal. Evidence obtained thereby, such as that hunting rifle, for instance, is inadmissible in court. You should have gotten a search warrant. I'm sorry, but it's that simple.
Search warrant? There was a girl dying.
She was, in fact, dead, according to the medical report.
But I didn't know that.
The court would have to recognize the police officer's legitimate concern for the girl's life. But there is no way they can possibly condone police torture. All evidence concerning the girl, the suspect's confession, all physical evidence, would have to be excluded.
There must be something you can get him on.
Without the evidence of the gun and the girl? I couldn't convict him of spitting on the sidewalk. Now, the suspect's rights were violated under the 4th and 5th and probably the 6th and 14th Amendments.
And Anne Mary Deacon, what about her rights? I mean, she's raped and left in a hole to die. Who speaks for her?
The district attorney's office, if you'll let us. I've got a wife and three kids. I don't want him on the streets any more than you do.
Well, he won't be out there long.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, sooner or later, he's going to stub his toe, and then I'll be right there.
This office won't stand for any harassment.
You know, you're crazy if you think you've heard the last of this guy. He's going to kill again.
How do you know?
Because he likes it.
You sure you ain't been tailed, man?
Yeah.
You really want $200 worth?
Every penny of it.
Might as well be comfortable. Go on, sit. Relax. Take it easy. It's gonna be all right.
Sure you want the rest of it?
Every penny's worth. You black son of a bitch.
This one's on the house.
Claiming that the San Francisco police did this to you?
I swear it. As God is my judge.
Why would they do that, sir? Why? Why are they harassing you?
I don't know. They tried to frame me with the Deacon girl murder, and now they're trying to murder me, and look at me. Just look at me. I'm supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and just look at what they did to me. Everywhere I go, cops follow me, and just look at me.
Just a minute, nurse, please. Let me ask you one more question. Sir, did you see the man that did this to you?
Yes, I did.
Can you identify him?
Yes. His name is Callahan. He's a big cop. Worst homicide. Callahan.
Now, that's a rerun from the 4 o'clock news. Since then, he's given a statement to the Chronicle. And he claims you have been following him, and you beat him up. Well, what about it, Harry?
You want my star?
I want an answer. Have you been following that man?
Yeah, I've been following him on my own time. And anybody can tell I didn't do that to him.
How?
Because he looks too damn good, that's how.
Now, before I let you go, let's get one thing straight. I don't want any more surveillance.
Well, neither does he.
What does that mean?
Good night, sir.
Go ahead, try him. Guy makes him at the place I eat all the time.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Bressler about being on permanent with me. So at least you know you got a spot when you get out.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I am coming back, Harry.
Oh.
Nah, doing a lot of thinking about it. Well, I have a teaching credential, and I figure, what for, you know?
Time for therapy. You hang in there now, huh?
Bye, honey. See you tomorrow, same time. You know.
What?
He's leaving. I thought I could take it. No class.
Don't ever say that.
What?
Just don't ever low-rate yourself.
What I meant was, whatever it takes to be a cop's wife, I'm just not sure I'm making it. Even he tries, and these bastards, you know, pig this, pig that. Oh, but maybe it's when I watch him walk out that door at night, and I think, what if this is the last time I ever see him again? Look, am I the only one? I mean, doesn't it drive your wife crazy?
No.
Maybe she got used to it.
No, she never did, really.
Well, what then?
She's dead.
Oh, please forgive me.
She was driving home late one night and the drunk crossed the center line. There's no reason for it, really.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Look, I want you to tell Chico that I understand, you know, him quitting. I think he's right. This is no life for you two.
Why do you stay in it, then?
I don't know. I really don't.
happened to you?
My wife's brother. I hit her, so he hit me several times.
569.
You're the guy that's been robbed all these times, aren't you?
14 times the last 3 years. Last 2 times, they sent him out of here on platters.
Yeah?
I'm getting to be a pretty good shot. And I always keep it right here, right where it's handy.
Please. I scare easy.
Honey, this is Inspector Callahan.
Oh, yes, the mayor is waiting.
What's up?
Another note from our boy.
Who's he grabbed now?
That's the trouble. We don't know yet.
The jet must be fueled and ready to go in a half an hour. Skeleton crew. They must be volunteers. Tell them the men is dangerous. Well, here, I'll read you this note, which was delivered at 8 o'clock this morning. To the city of San Francisco, you have double-crossed me for the last time. I'm warning you to have my $200,000 and a jet airplane ready and waiting. I will call mayor's office at 1 o'clock and tell you about the hostages, who I will be happy to kill if you don't do exactly what I say, Scorpio. Well, you better have somebody standing by. It could be a false alarm, but don't count on it.
Mr. Mayor, there's a call for you on line two. I think it's the one you've been waiting for.
This is the mayor.
I've got 7 kids from the Parton Street School. All right, now listen. I got the bus, and I've got... Come on, honey, now, back in the bus. That's it, girl, back in the bus. And I've got the bus driver. And here she is. Just tell him.
It wasn't my fault. He had a gun, Mr.
Just tell him your name.
This is Marcella Platt.
Now, you can check up on that if you want, but I don't see any point in that. I'm not bullshitting, and you know it. It's very simple. I've got the kids, and you start screwing around, the kids start dying. Is the plane ready?
The jet is being fueled and ready to go to the airport. The money will be there by the time you get there.
All right, now listen. Listen very carefully. I'm going to be driving along nice and easy, just me and a busload of kids. I'm going to turn off on the Sir Francis Drake Boulevard on my way to the Santa Rosa Airport. I don't want to see any police cars, helicopters, whatever. Now, if you got the guts to play this game by the rules, the kids will have a nice little plane ride.
Well, where are you going?
I'll tell the pilot when I get on the plane. No alerts, nothing.
I guarantee you, you will not be molested in any way. I give you my word of honor on it.
Marcella Platt, Miss Chelsea.
Callahan? Willing to take the money to him?
When are you people gonna stop messing around with this guy? He's gotta be stopped now.
He's got a busload of kids, and I can't take that chance. I gave my word of honor on it, and he will not be molested. And that's a direct order, Callahan!
Well, you can just get yourself another delivery boy.
Right, come on.
the gun, creep!
I'll blow his brains out!
Drop the fucking gun!
Huh?
I know what you're thinking, Punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Hey,